The Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Bey says, "Habaydei tzoruch shiyivata." And although Rabbi Nachmanah learns Pshat in the Gemara that Habaydei tzoruch shiyivata, that means after he finishes burning the chametz, that's when it's the time for bittul. Clearly, most Rishonim don't learn Pshat in the Gemara that way. Most Rishonim are of the opinion with the Gemara, starting with Rashi, that the Gemara means that after Bedikas Chametz is completed, that's when one has to be mevatel the Chametz. And the Rishonim and Achronim bring a number of rayas to this approach. Dar Zeruah says that if all the Gemara was trying to teach us is that Bittul Chametz has to take place, and it could take place during the day after the Bir Chametz, then the Gemara could have just said, Habaydik Tzarech Levatel as the Chametz. The fact that the Gemara says Shei Yevatel seems to teach us that right after the Bedikah, Bittul should take place. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say, if we follow the Shaklevatarya of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, that why do we do Bittul Chametz when we find the Chametz? Why do we do Bittul Chametz at the fourth or fifth hour of the day? All of this seems to indicate that we're doing the Bittul Chametz at an earlier time. And what is the earlier time? Right after Bedikas Chametz. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim say that since the Gemara asks after it says Habaydei Tzoruch Shiyivatel, and the Gemara asks my Tama, so now if we learn Pshat as Rashi and most of the Rishonim do indeed, that what the Gemara means to do is to ask my Tama, that the Gemara means to say that Bittul Chametz should take place right after the Bir, which Pashat Pshat, it's difficult to understand why Bittul Chametz should take place immediately after the Bedikah, given that we could still eat Chametz until Erev Pesach Shor Shishis. So now it's very Gishmak. The Gemara says Habaydik Tzoruch Shiyivatel. And Habaydik Tzoruch Shiyivatel means that you have to be mevatel the Chametz right after the Bedikah. Ask the Gemara, why? Why do you have to do the Bittul immediately? Don't you have all the time still to eat Chametz until tomorrow at Shor Shishis? And then, and only then, it seems that Bittul should be done. Furthermore, the Rishonim, the Rosh quoting Rashi, and we'll see soon that that is the halacha in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, says that even though we do Bittul at night, we have to do Bittul again by day. And the simple reason why Bittul has to be done at night is because, by day again, because we still have Chametz. After Bedikas Chametz, we still have Chametz in our possession. The Chametz that we're eating until the Zman Isser Achila and Isser Hanor from Chametz. So for that Chametz, the Bittul that we did at night certainly wasn't effective. However, still, the Rishonim, the Torah, says that that doesn't mean that even though it is our minig to do Bittul Chametz after the beer, that we should not follow what we just learned in our Gemara, that certainly we should do Bittul Chametz after the Bedikah. And as the Mefarshim explained, along the Shaklevatari of our Gemara, everybody, as we've been discussing in our Shurim, is supposed to be doing Bedikas Chametz at the same time. And therefore, at the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach. And therefore, the Bedikah is begun by everybody at the same time. And then the Bittul is done by everybody after that Bedikah. But when it comes to Sreifas Chametz on Erev Pesach, there is no specific time, explains the Taz, when Sreifas Chametz has to take place. It has to be take place before this man, Isser. But everybody does it according to their schedule. Chazal, when they wanted to establish the the obligation to do Bittul Chametz, wanted to do it in a way that it has a specific time that's, so to speak, the same by everyone. Everyone does Bedika at the same time and does Bittul after Bedika, whereas Sreifas Chametz, since it doesn't have one specific time by everybody, Chazal didn't want to establish that that should be the time for Bittul Chametz. There's a very big discussion already in the Rishonim. What is the proper nusach for the Bittul Chametz? The Shiltus says that the nusach is Kol Chamira de Iker B'Shusi B'Beiso Hadein Lifto. Rashi says Kol Chamira de Iker B'Beiso Hadein. So there's a very significant difference. The Shiltus is saying that we should say the Ikka Bershusi, and Rashi is saying Dikka Bebesi. And if we understand, if we try to understand this Machloikis, it seems that Rashi's opinion is sort of difficult to understand. Because when a person is Mevatel as Chametz, he certainly is not only being Mevatel the Chametz in his home. He's Mevatel all Chametz that he owns. And therefore, indeed, the Torah says that we should not follow the Nusach of Rashi of saying Bebeis or Hadei. The Bach explains that why did Rashi indeed put in this wording of Bebeis or Hadei, which, as we're explaining, seems to be limiting the area of the Bittul, says the Bach a very beautiful explanation. Our Gemara explains that why did Chazal say that we should indeed do Bittul Chametz? If we did Bedika, why do we have to do Bedika's Chametz? So the Gemara says, Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa. You may find a nice roll, a nice piece of bread, and come Chas V'Sholem to eat it on Pesach. So just because you have an area, but if it's not in your home, the concern of Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa obviously is not that great. Only Bebeis or Hadein, in the home where you live, is there a concern for Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa. On the other hand, the Achroinim want to say that the Machloikis of saying Beis or Hadein. So the Emek Shaila, before I go further, actually says that when Rashi uses the words Beis or Hadein, it doesn't mean only your home. Beis is another way of saying Rishusoy. It brings a very nice raya. We find in the Megillas Esther that the Pasuk says V'tosim Esther es Mordechai al Beis Haman. Certainly doesn't mean just the home of Haman. It means over the empire, so to speak, of Haman. Here too, it doesn't mean the house. It means the Rishus. Others want to say that this Machloikis really is Bittul Chametz effective for Chametz Yidua or Chametz She'ena Yidua. And therefore, they want to say that Bittul Chametz, according to Rashi, is only effective for chametz, that Bittul Chametz is only effective for chametz that is Eini Yidua. And therefore, Bebeis or Hadein, I'm saying on my house, if I knew about it, I would have disposed it. Brishusoy would mean chametz Yidua, and therefore Rashi avoids the Lashon of Bebeis or Hadein. So as we've been, Brishus or Hadein, so as we've been discussing in our shiurim, this year and the previous year, where we've tried to explain the background and the understanding of what Bittul Chametz is all about and why it works, we can now have a greater appreciation, be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, for the words of the Shulchan Aruch that speak about this halacha. And let's learn Shulchan Aruch Simen Tuf Lamed Dalid, starting with Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Acha Habdika, Miyad Belaila Yivatilena. Immediately after Bedikas Chometz, as we just discussed, we should say the Bittel Chometz. And as we just explained, why do we have to do it immediately at night? Because Chazal wanted one uniform time for everybody. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yoyim kol chamir de'isa b'shusei, de'loi chazite u'de'loi levarte, levata lehava ka'afra de'ara. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the right lotion is to say, levata lehava ka'afra de'ara. Why? Because as we discussed in the previous year, it's the opinion of the Ramban, and we explained that it seems that that's the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam as well, that what Bittel Chometz really represents is the Gilui Das, that the Chometz is to me like Ofer, and therefore it's critical that we should say Levatel Ulahava Lahaftel Kaafra Ba'ara. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says the words V'yoymer, because as we also discussed in our previous year, the Shaila, if Bittel Chometz has to be articulated, or you could just say it, and we explained that it's clearly a Machlokes Rishonim, and it seems the Rashi in our Amid says V'yoymer, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that V'yoymer. Here too, the Shulchan Aruch uses the words of the Issa B'Rishusay. Why? Because as we've been learning, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav gives this explanation, you're only over by your raw by your matzah on chametz, which is in your rishus. And when we say it's in your rishus, that means even if you're taking responsibility for the chametz of an akum, which is in your rishus, and therefore saying isib rishusay is critical. Another reason I saw it from the Shal Sechuvah Smichas Yitzchak, Chayla Gimel Simen Membeis. Why do we emphasize the Issei B'Rishusei? Because, as we just said, Midaraisa, certainly, Bedikas Chometz and Bir Chometz are adequate. Why is there an obligation to also do Bittel Chometz? As we said, Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa. But that concern is only and chametz that's in your property. And that's why we emphasize saying the Ikka B'Rishusay. Continues the remark, V'yoyma Bittel B'Loshin Shemevin, you should say it in the language that we understand. Before we go further, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkaton Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should also say, Ulava Hefka, why should you say the word Lava Hefka? Because as we explained in the previous year, that it is the opinion of Tosfos that Bittel is a form of Hefker. So we want to show that it's a form of Hefker, and therefore we should articulate Lava Hefker. Even though, as we explained in the previous year, we're not doing it in front of other people, when normally Hefka has to be done in front of at least three individuals. I did see that the Achrayim also say, very much in line in what we discussed in the previous year, that even though normally Hefka is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, so what would be the halach if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? And as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, the number of times that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so then we do Bittel Chometz on Shabbos by Zman Isser. But isn't there a halacha that Hefka shouldn't be done on Shabbos? As we explained in our previous year, this type of Hefka may be done on Shabbos according to all opinions. And we explain, because only a Hefka where somebody else is going to be kinda, is going to be acquiring what I'm being mafker, is there a concern of making hefker on Shabbos? But when I'm mafker chametz, it's not with the intent
that somebody should take ownership of what I am being master. And therefore, even on Shabbos, I say, as the Mishnah Brewer suggests that we do, La'ava hefka ka'afra the arrow. Continues the Ramah, V'yayma abitl b'loshin shemavin, he should say in the language that he understands. And the reason is that bitl chamit, especially if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, that bitl is a form of hefker, and certainly if somebody is being mafker something he owns and doesn't understand what he's doing, it's meaningless. And therefore, that's the pashta reason why bitl chametz was instituted b'loshon aramis, the language that most of the people understood in those times. To say it in a language that is understandable to most people. I did see that one of the other reasons why they made that they instituted that bitl chametz should be said in aramis is because we know that we have to treat food with great respect. So being mevatel food in Lashon Kodesh is a zilzal to the food. And therefore, we don't want to use the Lashon HaKodesh. We use a Lashon Aramis. Furthermore, the Kaf HaChaim, quoting the Chidah, says that you should say the bittel three times. Furthermore, says the Ramah, Vim Amroi Biloshan HaKodesh, Kochamira Kola Chaymet Rasar. If you say it in Lashon Kodesh, you should still say the words Chamira, which include all types of Chametz. Abishal Shoinetz, if you're going to be saying it in other languages, Tzorach Lahaska Kolach Lefnei Atzmai. And therefore, the Paiskim say, certainly if somebody doesn't understand Aramis, he should not say just the bittel chametz in that in Aramis, because it's meaningless. Especially, again, I emphasize, if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, that bittel is hefker, and a hefker that you don't understand is meaningless. But on the other hand, if we're going to say it in another language, so what you miss out is that you don't have the right words. Chamira is a unique word that includes all types of chametz. There is no other word in a different language. And therefore, the Paiskim suggests that you, if you don't understand Aramis, you should do both. You should say this nusach, which is the nusach that we all say, and you should also say that what in a language that you understand. Of course, the best approach is to say it in the nusach that's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, that's found in all the Sidurim and Machzorim and Agadas. But before you say it, make sure to understand the definition of every word. I saw a very interesting approach that some Paiskim suggest, and this maybe is the reason why the Kaf HaChaim, quoting the Chidah, indeed says that we should say the nusach of the bittel chametz three times. Because as we're learning in our shiurim, there's a difference of opinion why indeed we say how bittel chametz works. Is it a gili das, as is the opinion of the Ramban and other Rishonim, or is it a hefker? So if we're going to say it, as the Mishnah Brewer says, with the Lashon Hefker, according to Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, we've sort of confused the bittel, because they explain that bittel has nothing to do with Hefker. So what we should do, suggests some Paiskim, is say it three times. One of the times we say it, we should say it with the words of Hefker, indicating that we recognize that it's a form of Hefker, to follow the opinion of Tosfos. On the other hand, don't say it
don't say the Noshen Hefker the other times, because we want to follow the opinions of the other Rishonim, and just say, Levoto or have a Kahafa the Arab. Again, this is a real appreciation of understanding what the Rishonim say, and understanding our Sugya Lahalocha Lamaisa. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Toiv L'Achsel of Atle Pamacheres B'Yoyim, we should again repeat it by day. B'Yoyim Yudal Tsoiv Shoch Hamishas, Koidim Shetagiyah Shosh Ishas. We should do Bittel again by day, but to be careful, as our Gemara here on Dav Vav Omer Beis teaches us, that we should do the Bittel before Shosh Ishas, because since we're going to learn later in the Mishnah, then it's already osur and you can't be mevatel it. So you have to be careful to do the bittel. You should be careful to do the bittel in a time where it's still able to be effective before the zman isur. And what is the reason to do bittel again? Because as we said at the beginning of the shir, we still, after we do bittel at night, own chametz. And therefore, the proper thing to do is you have chametz and therefore do bittel again. But as we said earlier in our shir, that certainly one should not just rely on the bittel of the day. We have to follow what our sugya teaches us, that we should do bittel twice. Hagah, vein levatel b'yoyim, ela achas shesaref chametz. But, says the Ramah, wait to do your bittel after Sreifas Chametz. Because if you're going to do your bittel, then the Chametz that you're burning doesn't belong to you. And especially as we've been learning in our Sugyas, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the way we're Mekayim, the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, is by burning our Chametz. So you should be careful to burn Chametz that you indeed own. How? And if you will mevatel it, you don't own it anymore. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Bebitel Hayoyim, Yoyim de Chazite, de Loy Chazite, de Lovarte, de Loy Varte. So here, the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between the Bittel that's said at night and the Bittel that's said in the day. And the explanation is, why do we say this? So one explanation I saw is that I want to include that, let's say I sold chametz to an akum, but let's say that sale wasn't an effective sale. So I want to express that the chazite deloy chazite, the varte deloy varte, that chametz should at least fall into the bittel. Another pshat is that, and this happens, let's say the chametz wasn't properly burnt. If the chametz wasn't properly burnt, then you, and it's still in the world, on Pesach, you may be owning chametz. So the way to avoid any problem, is to burn it, is to say this nusach, and by saying this nusach, then you know you're completely safe. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet. Shlucha yoch levatel, a shliach kamim levatel, and says the Shulchan Aruch, "Emein ish bebeiso yivatel b'mokum shehu, v'emein oisakein toim shivatel ishtay." So the Shulchan Aruch really speaks about many different options with bittel chametz. It speaks about the person making bittel chametz. It speaks about a shliach making bittel chametz, and it speaks about one's wife making bittel chametz. So what is the proper order? Certainly the Paiskim say that the owner of the chametz is the person should be making bittel chametz. And not only should he be the one to say the bittel chametz, say the Paiskim, he should be also the one burning the chametz. If that's not possible, so he should ask somebody else to do the burning of the chametz on his behalf. But it seems from the Paiskim that it's better that he should be mevatel the chametz. Again, I'm not going into the question in this shir if he's not in the same time zone of his chametz. But if he's in the same time zone of his chametz, he should be the one to be mevatel the chametz better than anyone else. If he can't be mevatel the chametz, or as the Pais can say, sometimes we have a situation that we know that the person we're speaking about maybe not religious yet, and therefore is not going to mevatel the chametz. Best that the bittul chametz should be done by his wife. If his wife can't or won't do bittul chametz, then he could appoint a shliach, and the shliach will do the bittul chametz on his behalf, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch.